dictation for William Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S, November 358, addressed as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, to 915348. Dear Mr. Tweets, follow-up for Mr. Jeffers. Hypertension, chronic renal failure, low-level proteinuria, last visit November, memory issues, CT scan of the brain, a small vessel disease, but no other abnormalities, no hospital visits, chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. According to wife, test to be eating well, trying to do low sodium, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no major nocturia, incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, minimal edema, compressing stockings, sleep apnea, CPAP machine consistently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the aldactone, potassium, coric, losartan, cardicin, nitrates, Lasix is anticoagulated with Eliquis of the Coumadin. Today blood pressure 110/84 on the right side. COPD abnormalities distant clear, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90. No pericardial wrap. No abdominal tenderness, masses, ascites. He has acrocyanosis of the hands, but no weakness, no thickening of the skin over the fingers. Capillary refill mildly decreased. Brachial pulse is good. Radial pulse is decreased. Similar changes on the toes. No gangrene. Next paragraph, chemistry is from March, creatinine 1.7, which is worse than December 1.3. No other chemistries were done at that time. He's known to have atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, and hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Pacemaker and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function. We'll see what the next chemistry shows. He has severe hypertension in the past, requiring this number of medications. The last one added was aldactone that we use for resistant refractory hypertension. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. That needs to include potassium. There has been low-level proteinuria, but no nephrotic syndrome. He is a prior smoker and probably has peripheral vascular disease. That will explain the acrocyanosis. Previously, polycythemia around 16. Has normal-sized kidneys. There has been no obstruction or gross urinary retention. Testing for renal artery stenosis with peak systolic velocity has been normal. Further advice to follow with the new chemistries on the next few days. End of dictation.